Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer. Dr. Judy Morgan, a veterinarian from Clayton, New Jersey, is returning to the Doghouse this morning. Dr. Morgan has spoken with us twice before. She's talked to us about how our dog's diet can have a direct effect on their behavior, as well as what food should definitely not be included in their diet. She's helped to educate us on what ingredients you do want to see listed in the ingredients list when you are feeding kibble. And if perchance you missed those shows, you can hear them in their entirety simply by going to my website, www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Click on the page marked Rini's Radio Show, and you'll see a list of podcasts from all my previous programs. Click on the links for Dr. Morgan's interviews. Both interviews were a real eye-opener, especially if you're feeding your dogs commercially prepared foods found in supermarkets and retail chain stores. Dr. Morgan is going to talk to us today about the other specialized services she offers to her patients at the Clayton Veterinary Associates in Clayton, New Jersey. She's a 1984 graduate of the University of Illinois College of Veterinary Medicine and more recently the Qi Institute of Veterinary Traditional Chinese Medicine and Acupuncture. She offers treatments such as chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, trigger point release, aromatherapy, food therapy, homeopathics, and herbal therapies, and combines them with conventional Western medical techniques. Before we talk to Dr. Morgan, please let me tell you what services I offer as a professional dog trainer in the South Jersey area. Is your dog always in the doghouse? Does he greet people by jumping all over them? Does she chew your shoes and steal your undies? Guess what? Your dog needs training. Hi, I'm Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, and I train dogs using only positive-based methods. My services include private training right in your own home. I also offer group puppy kindergarten classes starting at 8 weeks of age and group classes for adolescent and adult dogs beginning at 5 months of age. All group classes are held at Dog Days Camp for Canines, 23 West Main Street, Marlton, New Jersey. For more information, please contact me at 609-280-9338. We're on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Again, that's 609-280-9338. We're on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Good morning, Dr. Morgan.
Good morning.
It's nice to hear your voice again here on the radio, and I'm really looking forward to getting some more education from you. You really are extremely interesting and wonderful to talk to.
Thank you.
You offer herbal remedies to some of your patients. Under what conditions would you recommend using herbs on your patients, both dogs and cats, and what kind of herbal remedies do you like to use?
Just about any medical condition can be treated with herbals as well as traditional medications. Any imbalance in the body, particularly hormonal endocrine problems, definitely can be very responsive. We use a lot of herbals for arthritis and a lot of the geriatric conditions. And we have a lot of herbals out there available to us. We have two different companies that we use. One is Chinese herbals, and then the other company is they supply American herbals. And there are some differences between the two. I find that the Chinese herbals tend to be a little bit more complicated, a little bit more, well, a lot more specific, whereas the American herbals might just say, oh, this is good for kidneys. The Chinese herbals are going to be much more specific. These are, good for kidney problems that are also associated with too much heat in the body or too much coolness in the body or, you know, with increased thirst or with decreased thirst. So they're a lot more specific and therefore a little bit harder to pinpoint exactly which one we want for each particular animal.
Mm-hmm. You know, I guess it's a complicated question because I don't know how easy it's going to be to answer this. It's my belief or my understanding that most of our drugs today come from plants. What's the difference between prescription drugs and herbals? What is it that's so different?
Well, the difference is the prescription drugs are now made in a laboratory or in a company, pharmaceutical company, and so it's all chemically made. They don't take the plants and, you know, cook the plants or take different parts of the plants. You know, they figure out what chemical formula, and yes, it way back when, it was probably based on the chemicals that were found in the particular plants, but it's now all chemically made and chemically altered to get a different effect.
I see. And herbal is also made from plants or flowers?
It can be made from plants, and when we're talking plants, we can, you know, trees, you know, from algae all the way to trees, we can be talking about the bark, the root of the bark, twigs, the bark of the tree, the flower, the seed pod, the seed shell. It can be any different part, and each part of the plant has a different action. And under herbals, we also include things like shells and some minerals, you know, stone, you know, for instance, gypsum or talc, which are minerals, but they're still included under the herbal category.
I see. And what about the speed with which these herbals work? Do they take a little bit longer to have a positive effect on the animal versus the prescription drugs, which may have an immediate effect?
It depends on what you're trying to accomplish and what herbal you're using. Some of them are extremely strong. One or two doses will solve the problem. For instance, if you have a parvovirus diarrhea, which is, you know, a very hot, bloody, mucoid diarrhea, some of the herbals can actually work extremely quickly to cool that off and plug that up.
Okay.
So there are herbals that you would only use for a very, very short period of time if they're that strong acting. And herbals are not without side effects. You know, you can kill an animal or a person with herbals just like you can with overdoses of medication. So it's not something that, you know, people tend to think that herbals are extremely safe. That's not necessarily the case. You still have to be very careful how you use them. And that's where one of the dangers comes in, because that a lot of them are available over the counter. And it just, you know, it'll say, for instance, on a website, use this herb to treat for epilepsy. Well, if you're not using it specifically for the type of seizure that your dog or cat is having, it can be a major problem.
Right. So in other words, anybody can pick up an herb that promises to cure a particular problem. It doesn't necessarily have to be prescribed by a veterinarian.
Right.
Wow, that is dangerous.
But it can be very dangerous. And sometimes combining herbal medications with traditional medicines can be very dangerous, because you may actually be overdosing your animal because they have similar actions and effects.
Okay.
So, you know, if someone is using an herbal or an over-the-counter supplement or product, definitely you need to inform your veterinarian if they're going to add traditional medications onto that, because you can end up putting your animal into some dire straits because you thought that what you were using didn't count and it was safe and whatever, but it can be very important.
I think on the human level, I have heard that if you are using an herbal medicine, you have to check with your physician, because some herbs will negate prescription drugs, you know.
Yeah, that's very true.
But I had no idea until you're mentioning this that it could actually cause horrible effects.
Oh, yes.
You get the idea that these are innocuous things to take.
Right.
And
so your animal needs to be monitored just as closely if they're on an herbal medication as if they're on a traditional medication.
Okay.
Because you can definitely overdose them. And most herbals are going to be used for a longer period of time than, say, you know, a course of antibiotics. But most of them have a maximum time period of about 3 months before you would want to, you know, reevaluate, switch off, look at, you know, for instance, if you're using an herbal to drain, you know, if you've got an animal that's got fluid in the abdomen or fluid in the lungs, and you're using that herbal to drain that and get better circulation and blood flow, you may accomplish that within 6 weeks and have your animal feeling great, and then you think, well, I just need to keep him on this. Not necessarily so. You can actually drain him to the point where now he's got nothing left and he's too dry.
Oh, my God. That would be awful. All right, so you mentioned the difference between Chinese herbals and American herbals. What is that difference?
As I said, the Chinese herbals are much more specific. The Chinese herbals for me are a little bit frustrating because it's like learning pharmacology in a foreign language.
Oh, all right.
And I spend many hours poring through the books trying to get the Chinese into my head and also translate it back into English. But the Chinese are much more specific, and they use a lot more parts of the plants than the Americans tend to. The Americans tend to use the leaves or the flowers, not necessarily the root so much or the bark. And the Americans tend to also use their products with just one or two things mixed together, whereas the Chinese formulas might have anywhere from 5 to 20 different things put together in combination.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very, very specific.
I see. I was under the impression when you said that, that certain plants that would come from China versus certain plants that would come from America, but that's not the case, right? It's
not
just the part
the
of the plant.
I mean, there's a lot of plants that grow in both places.
Right.
There are also a lot of wild that I have no idea what they are. Right. I need to take a course in botany.
Oh, my goodness. This really is an involved subject. I had no idea. So I'm familiar with something called Bach flower essences, in particular Rescue Remedy. Do you ever use the variety of these essences, or do you use just one or two? Tell me what you know about them.
I am not a Bach flower essence specialist. We do carry flower essence products.
Okay.
We do carry Rescue Remedy.
You do.
Rescue Remedy is a wonderful product when used appropriately. It was originally made, it's made from 5 different flower essences, and it was originally made to be used during times of shock and trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And it is phenomenal for that. And we have a lot of people who also use it for just anxiety, you know, if they're taking a car trip, coming to the veterinarian, going to the kennel, whatever.
Right.
Use it. And it does have some effect, but there are other combinations of flower essences that are more specific and may be better for individual circumstances.
Right.
Now, there are a lot of combination products out there. They're available on the Internet. They're available through us. We use a company that makes products such as, you know, the names are very cute but also kind of describe the situations. Mellow mm-hmm. Out, Devil Be Gone, Independence, mm-hmm. In the Kennel, mm-hmm. Obsess Less. So, you know, it makes it pretty simple to pick that bottle up and go, Obsess Less. Oh, that's for the guy who's chewing on his legs all the time,
right,
or is, you know, has an obsessive-compulsive disorder, you know, fly chasing or, you know, whatever it is that they can't stop. So there are a lot of products, and they're really made for specific behavioral issues.
Mm-hmm.
And Bach's little thing that they use in advertising is behavior modification in a bottle. And I like that because, you know, and it's very, very non-toxic, very safe. One of my favorite products is something called Sibling Rivalry. And if you've got multiple dogs in the household and somebody's being a little, you know, overbearing and doesn't really like their new siblings, it can be very, very positive.
Is that from the Bach flower essences?
No, that is from this other company that we use.
I was going to say, send me a case of it.
They're called Pet Essences.
Okay.
The company was Equalite, and they've been sold, but you can still find it on the web, and we do have them here. But I've actually had clients come in and get the Sibling Rivalry for their children.
Oh, get out, really? Well, see, I use Rescue Remedy for myself also.
Yeah.
It's great for humans. It's touted as being safe for every animal,
yes,
you know,
and
rabbits.
They make it in a cream and a spray and the drops.
Right.
So there's lots of different ways that you can use it.
Right, right. Well, I'm glad that you approve of it. I actually went to a seminar last year with Karen Overall, who is from the University of Pennsylvania.
Yep.
She's the head behaviorist there, and she put her thumbs up on it too, which shocked everybody because she really talks a lot about medications, drug medications for behavior modification.
Yep.
And she said, yeah, it's really good, and I have to agree with that.
Yeah, we've had really positive effects, and you can dose it in a lot of different ways. You know, if you want continuous dosing, the best way to do it is to shrink the size of your water bowl a little bit, put the drops in the water every day when you change the water,
mm-hmm.
and that way they're getting a kind of a continuous dosage,
mm-hmm.
Which is how I use the Sibling Rivalry. If you've got multiple pets in the household that you're trying to make them get along, it's
right.
a good way to do it. You can also drop it directly into their mouth, but it needs to be done 2 to 3 times a day.
Correct.
Putting it on food is probably the least favored way to do it. It can be done, but it doesn't work quite as well.
Right, because especially if a dog is not eating, you know, doesn't gobble up its food. Sometimes I put them on treats, you know, and that works very, very well. But I did speak with an expert in these essences, and she, as far as putting it in the water, what she said is not to use regular water. Unless you have well water, you need to use bottled water, because according to what she told me, any chlorine in the water would negate the effects of the remedy.
Yeah, that very well can.
Yeah.
I'm on well water.
Yeah, really. So am I. All right. This is fascinating. So when would you advise a client to have a chiropractic adjustment done on their dog or cat? And we know that you offer chiropractic in your practice.
Yes, we do. Most commonly, people come to me because their dog, you know, has a hunched back, or he's limping, you know, seems to have some pain. Certainly we see a ton of dachshunds and basset hounds with their long backs and, you know, back pain and disc problems.
Mm-hmm.
But really, chiropractic can be done any time to realign the spine and improve overall health.
Mm-hmm.
When you realign the spine, you increase the blood flow and the nerve sensation to all the organs and the muscles that are supplied by the nerves that come out from the spinal cord between the vertebrae.
Mm-hmm.
Each set of vertebrae, each pair, has 7 joints between it. And the way that chiropractic works is that the spine basically gets locked up, you know, when your back is very stiff and you just feel like, oh, if I could just stretch this out.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do the chiropractic, you put motion back into those joints, kind of toggle the spine a little bit so that it loosens it and frees up those joints, and the nerves and the blood vessels actually pass out of the spinal cord between those joint areas. So if we can unlock those and take the pinch off of the nerve or the blood vessel, then we obviously have better blood flow and nerve sensation to not only the muscles and the joints, but also all the internal organs.
Do you think when a spine is out of alignment, it can cause other problems besides stiffness and limping and things like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Because if you're not getting correct blood flow to the kidneys, for instance, or correct blood flow to the intestines, then you're going to end up with other issues, as, you know, kidney failure or constipation. Definitely, anytime we do an alignment or a spinal adjustment, we're freeing up the ability to give good nutrition to all of the organ systems.
This is great. And I will tell you again, a lot of these things I do myself, I have to go to a chiropractor at least once a month if I don't want to be in a wheelchair, quite honestly, because I stiffen up a lot. And without chiropractic adjustments, I mean, I'm just miserable.
Yep.
So it does definitely help.
And we get great reports from the clients. Usually the animals go home and they sleep like a champ for about 24 hours because we've taken all those muscles that were really tight and we relax them. And so then the animal goes home and it's just, you know, sometimes they sleep the sleep of the dead because they're just, oh, I'm so relaxed.
Right.
Then when they get up, they, you know, kind of run around with a vengeance, like, wow, I feel great.
Wow, really. I just want to interrupt us just for a second, just to remind our listeners that you're listening to Thursday in the Doghouse on WNJC, 1360 AM, and I'm speaking with Dr. Judy Morgan, a veterinarian from Clayton Veterinary Associates in Clayton, New Jersey. Going back to chiropractic adjustments, well, this may not have anything to do with, but I'm not sure. Are you familiar with a term called muscle testing? And if so, do you use it? And can you explain what it is and how it's used?
I do not use it. I'm the term. I'm not exactly sure how it works in animals, but I think that you have to use a human as an intermediary.
Yeah.
And so then there's been some question brought to light of, you know, are you really testing the human or are you testing the animal?
Uh-huh.
So I'm not real familiar with it. I cannot really speak to
okay.
that.
Okay. All right. Good. Thanks for letting me know that. You have had education in Chinese medicine. And so what is the difference between Chinese medicine and traditional medicine, veterinary medicine done here in the United States? I mean, the Chinese, I think, are so right on about so many things. I mean, everybody poo-pooed it when they came out with acupuncture until they started to realize how effective that is. And so I think that they're really very unique in the way that they do their techniques and stuff.
Yeah, it's very different in that it addresses the whole animal, not just the disease syndrome. So, for instance, we're not just going to say, oh, that dog has kidney failure. You know, in traditional American medicine, we look at him and go, oh, he's got kidney failure. Okay, we're going to treat the kidneys. In Chinese medicine, we're going to have to look at the energy level of the animal, whether they're too hot, whether they're too cold, whether they have an energy deficiency or, you know, poor circulation, what other organ systems are involved. So we have to look at the entire system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for instance, most people associate arthritis with being worse in cold weather, and actually a lot of the patients that come here are worse in the hot weather.
Really?
Yeah. And so, you know, we have to look at the whole animal. You know, it's not one size fits all. And Chinese medicine encompasses actually three things. Acupuncture is the one that we hear about the most, but it also encompasses herbals and food therapy. So we're not going to just give you a pill to solve the problem. We're going to look at the diet. We're going to look at the emotional state of the animal. We're going to look at, you know, what's going on in the home that might also be causing issues or problems. You know, is the animal suddenly being left alone for 8 hours a day because everybody went back to school after they've been used to having you home all summer?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to look at a lot of different things, and we're going to, you know, tailor the diet and the routine, as well as maybe add the herbals, the acupuncture, the chiropractic. So we're looking at everything from a whole and not just a disease syndrome. You know, a broken leg can be much more than a broken leg. It can be that there's an underlying problem with the kidney meridian, for instance. The kidneys oversee all bone growth and bone function. Mm-hmm. So if I don't look there and address that, mm-hmm. then I may be missing something that's going to slow the healing of that bone.
Could be bone cancer, too.
It can be a lot of things. So yeah. We need to look at what was the underlying problem associated with it.
Okay. And when people come in with their animals, and if they're new clients, are they more than willing to have you consider doing alternative therapies with their dogs, or are they more comfortable just wanting a quick fix, so to speak? Or they
we
just
have
want
some of each. Certainly a lot of clients have heard that we do things differently, so they come here specifically for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if they're coming in with that mindset, then it's much easier to talk about the things that we do that are different.
Right.
We have a lot of clients who just, you know, they come in here and they basically demand, no, I just want the normal whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm always willing to use traditional medicine. We have an integrated practice. We use both.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are times when traditional medicine will beat the alternatives hands down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I will use it when I think it's appropriate.
Right.
You know, I will also offer to people, here's something that might help address the underlying situation. You know, you don't really want to keep your dog on steroids for the rest of his life.
Oh, God, no.
Let's look at what's the underlying problem. You know, are you willing to consider an alternative so that maybe we can fix the problem for the long haul instead of just giving you the quick fix for right now?
Okay.
So it's a conversation.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. I mean, so, but you do find that people can be open-minded about this.
Yes, and more so all the time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big things that I tend to come up against, though, is that a lot of times people think that doing something as an alternative method is going to be less expensive.
Oh.
And that's not really the case. You know, the herbal products that we use are not just, you know, flowers that I'm picking in the backyard.
Right.
You know, these are things that have been scientifically formulated and put together by someone. And so it's still, and it requires work on your part. It's not the quick, easy pill. It may require, you know, some home cooking. It may require going to a specialty place to get your dog food instead of the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may require that I'm going to ask you to do some massage or some physical therapy. But again, we're looking for the long-term fix. And I do find that when people get to the point that they're looking for some of these alternatives and they're willing to do some of these alternatives, the human-pet bond becomes much stronger because they have an active role in helping their pet to heal rather than just giving them a pill.
That's an interesting aspect of it, really. I think I like that idea, too. And we need more bonding out there. There's a lot of relationship issues going on out there. I can attest to that. Okay, so what is the Qi Institute? What is that?
The Qi Institute is college
down
in Florida. It is owned and run by Dr. Weishan She, and he is from China, and he is a veterinarian, and probably the smartest man I've ever met.
Okay.
And he is a specialist in veterinary herbals, Chinese herbals, and traditional Chinese veterinary medicine. And he actually is on staff at Florida State University College of Veterinary Medicine, and they actually have an internship and residency that can be done in traditional Chinese veterinary medicine, which I just think is phenomenal.
Okay.
But the Qi Institute is only open to veterinarians, and they do have some courses that veterinary technicians can attend. One of my technicians has attended his traditional Chinese veterinary medicine for veterinary technicians.
Mm.
And they have to be a graduate certified veterinary technician in order to attend that, and they have to be sponsored by a veterinarian. But it allows me to have someone work closely with me who understands what I'm doing and can help answer questions for the client.
Mm-hmm.
And at the Qi Institute, they offer acupuncture, herbal medicine therapy, Tui Na, which is a combination of massage and acupuncture, and also food therapy courses.
Interesting.
And he also sponsors an international acupuncture conference, which is held in China and the U.S. on alternating years. And my technician and I went to China in 2008 for 2 weeks to study with Dr. Shea and the Chinese acupuncturist, which was very, very cool.
Oh, I'll bet it was. That was
learned a lot about the country.
I'll bet you did.
That's another conversation.
That's terrific. What got you started in this? I mean, did you start out in traditional veterinary medicine when you went to school, and then at some point you veered off into this direction?
There was a big turnabout. I am such a traditional person and so mired in tradition, and if someone had told me 20 years ago that I would take this turn, I would have told them they were crazy.
Is that right?
It started back in the early to mid-90s. I took the chiropractic course accidentally. I thought I was going for an orthopedics rehab course.
Oh, interesting.
Because that's how it was advertised.
Ah.
And after I got there, I was shocked to learn that I was learning chiropractic. And I thought, well, I paid for this. I'm here. I'm going to sit through this.
Right.
And it was a turning point. I came home, and the response of the animals and the miraculous changes that I saw immediately sent me on a different course. And so then I started exploring different things, you know, the herbals, essential oils, acupressure, acupuncture, Reiki, craniosacral therapy. And I kind of went through a couple of years where I dabbled a little bit in everything.
Did you?
And decided that, you know, I'm never going to be an expert in all of this. I better pick which direction I want to go. And when I took an intro acupuncture course, it just blew me away, and I thought, this is the way I want to go. So then the past 10 years have been devoted to the traditional Chinese medicine as an alternative, along with the chiropractic. And so that's why, you know, with the flower essences, yes, I understand them. I have, you know, a fairly good handle on them, but I use combination products that someone else makes because that's not my specialty. The same with homeopathics. I can use some combination products that someone else makes. I'm willing to work alongside a homeopath in getting something treated, but I am, you know, that's not my specialty. You have to pick and choose. You can't be an expert in everything.
Right. No, I agree with that, too. I think you're fascinating myself. I don't know any other vet in this general area of South Jersey that offers as much variety as you do. I'm hugely impressed with you and already referred you, and I've gotten great responses from my clients.
Well, that's good to hear.
I think what you did with the dog that I sent was a necessity, and she's doing very well, by the way.
Good.
I just found out this morning that you're opening up other than in Clayton. So can you tell us where that is and when that will be going?
Our goal, we are having settlement on the building September 8th, and our goal is to be open by October 4th, which is a pretty lofty goal, according to my builders.
Okay.
However, we are opening a second clinic in Pennsville, New Jersey, which is 1 mile from the base of the Delaware Memorial Bridge. And we chose that location because we do pull clients from Philadelphia, Wilmington, Delaware, and we felt that that was going to be easier for people to get to. And my associate veterinarian, Dr. Burke, has already taken the chiropractic course. She's been with us for a year. She's already taken the chiropractic, and she is starting her acupuncture training next week.
Oh, that's excellent.
So we are very excited.
What is it? What is it going to be called?
It will be Churchtown Veterinary Associates.
Churchtown Veterinary Associates. And are you going to make an announcement in the paper when you are ready to open? Will there be any way that
there will be all kinds of things going on with it. Also, there is a ton of information on our website.
Okay, which is?
www.claytonvetnj, like New Jersey, .com.
Thank you very, very much for doing this for us. I really appreciate it. I think you're fabulous.
Thank you.
And I hope that you'll let me call upon you again at some other point. Maybe we'll come up with another subject and we'll be able to have another discussion on the radio.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed listening to Dr. Morgan. I hope you go to my website and listen to the other two interviews she did with us. You will really be amazed at what she has educated us about. And I promise that next week we'll have another interesting interview. I hope you tune in again to 1360 AM to Thursday in the Doghouse. Have a great week, everybody.